And joining us here in the studio is to talk about a big blood drive that is coming up with Michigan Blood, along with the Dockside Kids at East House Assembly of God Church. Judy Herbelsheimer, how are you, Judy?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Glad to have you on the program here, and glad to talk about Michigan Blood and the great summer program they've got going on. And you guys are a part of that, aren't you?
That's right. We're doing the Summer Step Up program with Michigan Blood, and this is a program where the Michigan Blood organization will donate $10 to youth and school-related groups who host blood drives during the summer months.
Yeah.
In the summer, the blood drive supply goes down because a lot of their blood drives are held at high schools and, you know, different things in the school regular school year.
Right.
And in the summertime, people are busy on vacation, doing all that stuff, so the blood supply actually drops.
It really
So they
does.
Started doing this a few years ago where they donate $10 to organizations that support children and youth programs throughout the entire state of Michigan. So we've been doing these with Michigan Blood since 2011.
Okay.
And it's just an opportunity for us to get a local blood drive here in the area, as well as to earn some money towards our Big Top event.
And that's what we want to talk about now. That's through Dockside Kids. Tell us a little bit about Dockside Kids first.
Well, Dockside Kids is the children's ministry of East Howis Assembly of God Church. We meet on Sunday mornings during the service and Wednesday evenings, and we have programs for children ages 3 through 6 years old, as well as special events each month for those kids. We also are known throughout the community for our Under the Big Top Halloween event, as well as various community events that we've been involved in, including the Perchville Family Tent, which we've done for the past number of years, Oktoberfest we've done in the past, Book for Lunch with the library. We're going to be involved with the upcoming sesquicentennial celebration. So lots of community events that we do as well.
That's right.
We do lots of music, puppets, skits, games, prizes, action songs, just ways to entertain and teach kids about God and his love for them.
That's a neat program. It really is. And of course, maybe the signature thing, the Big Top at Halloween.
That's right. This is our 7th year.
Wow.
It's hard to believe that we've been doing it that long, but this is going to be our 7th Big Top. The Halloween event generally entertains between 1,200 and 1,500 people each year coming through the tents. We have games, prizes, bouncers. We have puppets, songs, and shows. We have candy drops for kids. We have all sorts of fun. It's for kids ages preschool through 6th grade, and we do it on Halloween night each year.
Yeah.
Every year there's something different, and this year we've got lots of changes and things planned, so there's always tons of fun, and as always, we do it as a free event to the community. So
indeed,
we need to raise money in order to do this as a free event, to rent the tents, the bouncers, get the candy, all of those types of things. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing this Summer Step Up program blood drive as well.
All right, now tell us about the blood drive. When's that happening?
Well, the blood drive's going to be on Monday, July 28th. It's from 2 to 6 in the afternoon at the East Howis Assembly of God Church, which is located at 311 East Lincoln Street in East Howis. And it's going to be held right there in the gymnasium, the Family Life Center that we have right there.
All right. And everyone can come on out to give blood. Doesn't have to be just a church member. This is open to anyone.
That's right. It's open to the community. And all you need to do is be a healthy individual, age 17 or older, or if you're 16 and your mom signs a consent form, you can come and give blood at the age of 16. You do need to weigh at least 110 pounds, and you need to bring a photo ID or two forms of non-photo ID and eat and drink before you come.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people don't give blood because they think they can't, because they're on medications or they have medical problems, but it's surprising how many people find out if they go and attempt to give blood that they are able to give blood. The FDA is constantly changing the types of medications that they allow for blood donors.
Yeah.
So even if people have been turned away in the past, they can definitely feel free to come back out and try once again.
And, you know, the important thing is come on out and try, because you guys get the money whether they give the blood or not. If they come out and make that attempt, you still get your $10.
They have to show up. If
yeah.
they sign up and don't show up, it doesn't help me any.
Right.
But they have to show up and register. And then if they get turned away because of a medication or because their blood count's too low or something like that, we still get the credit for them having that 20 people there that we had need to have as a minimum for the Summer Step Up program.
That's right. Now, you've been working with Michigan Blood since 2011, but they've been around for a long time, too.
That's right. Michigan Blood is actually founded back in 1955, and they are an independent nonprofit blood bank that provide blood for hospitals across the state of Michigan, including our own St. Joseph Health System here in Tawas. They're committed to serving the needs of Michigan hospitals first, and beside their blood donations at their permanent sites, which they have located in some of the big cities around here, they've been doing over 3,700 mobile blood drives each year, like the ones we've done at Dockside and at ETAG. Generally, we have about 2 to 4 blood drives that we partner with them a year on. And it's just been really exciting to work together with them. It's been a fabulous group to work with. They've been very helpful. They've been very supportive of our Big Top event. And we really work hard with them to try and get these events to be very successful blood drives for them and for us.
Now, do they need to register for this? Can they walk in? How does it work?
They recommend appointments, although walk-ins are also welcomed. The easiest way is probably to go to the Michigan Blood website, which is www.miblood.org. And under the donating tab, you can click find a blood drive and then search for ours. You can just put your, I think you put your address or your zip code in there, and then they put you to the closest blood drive. You can also call Michigan Blood at 1-866-MIBLOOD. That's 1-866-642-5663. And they said walk-ins are welcome, but appointments are going to be taken precedence if they have an appointment. So probably easier to schedule.
All right. Now, you do have another one coming up. You mentioned you do a few of them a year. You got one. If they miss this one on Monday, they've got another one coming up, right?
That's right. If they're out of town, can't make it to this one, working on that particular date, we're going to be doing another one on Monday, September 29th. And they actually expanded the summer step-up program to include the month of September this year. So that one will also be a summer step-up program one where we will get the $10 per donor. And people who donated our blood drive here in July will be eligible again to donate at the one in September. They space them out appropriately. So feel free to give blood both times if you'd like to.
Boy, no doubt. It only takes, what, less than an hour to give blood, really?
Yeah, actually, the blood donation process takes about 7 to 10 minutes. But the whole process from registration, screening, the blood donating, and then the cookie and juice table at the end takes about 45 minutes to an hour. So, you know, less than the time it would take you to watch a reality TV show or a sporting event on television, you can go, come out, save some lives, and help donate to a great cause with our Big Top coming up.
You bet. Dockside Kids at Michigan Blood, the Summer Step Up Program Blood Drive, Monday from 2 till 6 p.m. at the East Taos Assembly of God Church. That's 311 East Lincoln Street in East Taos. Judy Herbelsheimer. Judy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.